please introduce yourself?
My name is Jason Muscuri, owner of Society Restaurant and Lounge.
How did you end up in Silver Spring?
It's a long story. A friend of mine's, before this, of course, you know, was Mikala. Somehow she had some insight on what was going on, and she said that she thought this place would be available very soon. I should take a look at it. And I was having dinner at Alazzo's and came over. I wasn't really dressed appropriately, and I just, you know, wanted to stop in. But some guys, I don't know if they were doing a comedy or whatever, they stopped me from coming in. And I was like, cool, you know, that's fine. So I got in touch with my broker, and we came up here maybe 2 weeks later. And I would say about 2 to 3 weeks after that, I was fighting with a guy that wanted to do a hibachi type of deal. The landlord was just impressed with how fast I got all of my information to him, and I was here.
That's awesome. Can you tell me about Society?
Society speaks for itself, the name Society. It's I consider it, and what I wanted it to be and what it is very family-oriented, very diverse, all walks of life is welcome, and we try to keep it that way. I grew up in a very strong family-based home. We didn't really eat out a lot, but I you know, just wanted to bring back some of that culture that I grew up in here to Silver Spring.
Since you've been here, how have you seen Silver Spring change?
Man, I mean, I've been here almost 40 years, 37 years. It's incredible, man. Actually, my sister used to manage the McDonald's for years. She was the head store manager for years, both of my sisters. And I went to Blair High School, so we used to, you know, go out for lunch and go to the McDonald's. It was just, you know, the armory, and it was just dead. And one day, I mean, I was going away playing ball and following my career as a professional basketball player, and came home and was like, "What the hell is going on? This is ridiculous." But I mean, it's amazing to see how just not that area is expanding. You know, Fenton Street area is starting to grow, and I'm excited to be a part of this.
What do you love about Silver Spring?
Silver Spring is it feels like you're at home. Everyone communicates. Everyone, it's like a family. You know, although it's not like a small town, but you still have that feel that we all belong together as one. You know, and people that come here, they stay. You know, they stay here. So I mean, like I said, it's a blessing, and I'm truly delighted to bring something like this to Silver Spring.
What do you dislike about Silver Spring?
I think Silver Spring needs to grow more. It needs to turn into more the Bethesda, D.C. You know, we have a lot of young professionals that want to come out and have a good time. And it's time for that part of a change. You know, we've been stuck in our ways for so long and spoiled, so to speak. But, I mean, it's time for us to be able to come out and just have a good time. Be out a little later than normal. You know, it's no reason why this corridor can be like a baby used to. Adams Morgan, you know, you have the college right there. All these new developments are coming. People should be able to come outside and just walk and enjoy themselves and patronize each, you know, restaurant or what have you in this area.
How do you think that happens?
Honestly, you need to extend the hours for alcohol. You need to bring in more development, which they are, which is a great thing, because that's going to bring in young working professionals that have nice jobs and is able to afford and put that money back into the city. Because if they go to D.C., which they have been for all these years, that's where Bethesda, that's where it's going. You know, and I think that's just it's the smart thing to do. You don't want to discourage people to go elsewhere when they come home from work and they feel like it's so boring here. Like what is next?
Sure.
You know. But they're making the transition, and I've heard, keeping my ears to the streets and hearing different things that they're trying to make a change. They talk about society all the time and the transition that we've done. Valet parking out front, you know, it's free during happy hour, it's $7 afterwards. You're not going to get stuff like that in this area, you know, and it's been working really well. Parking is not the best, but to be able to have that convenience is a great thing.
About when you go out in Silver Spring, where would somebody typically find you?
If I go, honestly, I've probably been to every restaurant here in Silver Spring. I love to support. It's funny. I was at McGinty's. They were like, what are you doing here? Why are you not even at your spot? I mean, I'm here all the time. You know, I'm tired of being here. You know, to be honest with you, I want to get out and see what everyone else has to have to offer. You know, you can learn from so many different businesses out here. But I frequent Silver Spring a lot. LA Fitness. I go to LA Fitness to work out. I'm a member there. You may see me just jogging. I'm a workout fanatic, so I may be just jogging through Silver Spring. Whole Foods, I love Whole Foods. I go to the Giant. I actually live in Silver Spring. I live in the Meridian. So, you know, this is considered my home. You know, I do my basketball camp every year for 7 years. I do Muskerry Fundamental Basketball Camp for kids from 6 to 17. I give scholarships out in my neighborhood. That's Corn Park where I grew up. I give away, one Christmas, I gave away 88 coats to underprivileged kids there in Tacoma Park. You know, I just love to give back, man. I love, you know, being able to play professional basketball career for so many years. I've learned so much, you know, the will to win, determination, teamwork, you know. My coach, Jim Larranaga, always used to have a saying, and I believe it's by Bobby Knight. He said, success is an endless journey. And another one said, the will to win is not nearly as important as the will to prepare to win. And those two things, sayings always, folks, stay in my mind. And I tried to instill that in my employees and that drive. And honestly, I didn't have any restaurant experience coming in. I did have a restaurant in Lowell, but it wasn't like to this caliber. But playing sports, you learn how to deal with people. And that's the main thing. If you can deal with people and show them that it's about them, then half of the battles are won.
How about any hidden gems in Silver Spring?
Any gems in Silver Spring? I don't know. Oh yeah, that sushi spot. I don't know the actual name of it. On East West.
Eco. Okay.
I'm a sushi guy.
Okay.
That's why I'm gonna do sushi on the roof. You know, that's the plan. Hopefully, it works out to for us to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I would love to do some sushi and incorporate some Caribbean rolls. With it, like some jerk chicken sushi rolls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm looking for a chef now, and then I'm gonna do a raw bar. I'm gonna do some, because you know we have brunch here every Sunday. We have a Warfare brunch, and we want to do sunrise brunch and yoga on the roof. So it'll be a different brunch upstairs than it is downstairs.
We talked about this before. I put it on a recorder. Can you talk about that roof a little bit though?
The rooftop is we all excited and nervous at the same time. because we feel like we're going to get bum rushed, man. I mean, we've been talking about this for, and I guess this was my fault, for about a year, a little over a year. And I tell you, my staff said, Jason, each and every day someone is saying, when is the roof? When is the roof? When is the roof? Where is the roof? And the roof concept is going to be, it's gonna have a bar. I want to have a little cigar area. People will be able to smoke cigars outside. Like I said, sushi bar, because I don't want to be able to take the food. The distance is it's a little ways to be going up and down the steps for people to have steaks. You know, this is a big enough dining area. If they want to eat, they can come down and have that type of meal. Upstairs is going to be more social.
Sure.
You know, unless, you know, one of these businesses, local businesses, run it out and they want to, we're going to accommodate whatever they need, their needs are. But it's going to capacity about 150 people. I mean, it's just going to be a beautiful, loungy feel. I mean, you can see in here it's beautiful. And upstairs, my designers are excited to have that earthy, outdoor, green product look. Trex deck, which is a green product. We're going to have plants going around. Maybe grow some peppers or something that you can use downstairs to cook with. But it's just exciting, man. And the thing about it is the roof is actually 6 feet higher than where the initial roof is. So because of the support,
and I
show it to you, but when you get up there, when you look, you will be, people from Georgia Avenue can actually see people on the roof.
Oh wow!
So I mean, it's great, man. It's going to be great, and I hope everyone takes advantage of that, and just come out to be outside. You know, I'm excited about the Urban Butcher here. You know, I had a chance to talk to the owner. And he's excited about what we both are doing, man. Right. I think it's just great for Silver Spring.
Yeah.
Great.
That's cool. Those are all my questions. Is there anything that I didn't ask that should be asked or something that should be said?
I'm trying to think what I can talk about. Well, each year we feed the homeless. Thanksgiving.
Oh wow.
Each year.
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant. So they get to watch all the college games. We set up the TVs and we just let them pick out. And we open the doors, I think we open the doors about 11. And they can stay as long as they want. And we do it every year, and it's been a success. Last year we probably had about 130 come through. And it's just growing each year. And we do it without a lot of advertisement. I don't really say anything.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the homeless guys, I don't know if you know him, he was homeless before, and he helps me out now. But I used to have him live here doing our construction. So he actually mentioned it in a local paper. They interviewed him. But you know, he would be here at night. And just, you know, when I get here in the morning, sometimes 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, he's sweeping, he's helping out. You know, and it just made me feel good that I did that for him. And I just met him just by, you know, doing the construction. But everyone knows him on the block. So I just, you know, I just had him. He didn't have a way to stay. So I told him, you know, you can stay in here. And I had the heat on and he'd be here just, you know, just making sure everything was cool. Because at that point I had equipment here and stuff. And I trust him, you know, for that. I think I still see him a lot. Like I said, he comes around and helps. He may do something with the chairs, do some staining and stuff, and I take care of him. But, you know, anytime I need something done, I wouldn't hire anybody. I would go to him, and he would go get them.
Okay.
And then I would take care of him personally out of my pocket.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. I never asked these questions before, but I'm thinking about incorporating them into the interviews on a regular. If somebody in the community had a need, what skills, or let's say your community had a need, what skills are there that you'd be like, oh, I'm the person to help with this in the community?
Skills is Does that have anything to do with the restaurant or just
Silver Spring in general? Yeah. It's not, if you just heard through a group of people that like, oh, this person needs this thing, and you're like, oh, I know how to do that thing.
Well, I don't know if it's a specific. I know how to start a business.
Okay. That's a great answer.
Yes, I definitely know how to start a business. I definitely know what it takes to start a business. I definitely know the myths about starting a business. I understand. I consider myself a motivational guy, you know, because life wasn't necessarily easy for me. I was born in Guyana. I came here when I was 5. My mom came in and she couldn't afford everyone to come in. There's 5 of us total. I have 3 sisters and 1 brother. I was the first one to come in, and gradually, you know, they all came until we all were here together. And that's why my immediate family all lives here. And it's been like that forever because that's how we were back home. And that culture that you learn from being in, you know, it's considered a third world country in Guyana. Family is kind of what all you have back then. You know, I used to call my older sister mommy because my mom, when my mom left, she left me for 2 years. I was two or three years old. And I remember crying my heart out when she left for the airport. And it was funny, when I came here, I knew she was my mom, but my connections to my sisters and my brother was tough for me because they, you know, they took care of me for those 2 years, and we didn't have much. But even though that was my mom, I wasn't totally excited to see her. You know, it was hard to explain, but I remember at night just like praying that, you know, that they get here and, you know, nothing happens to the plane ride over here, because at that time I was scared to fly on a plane. And you know, that's why I'm very, very close to my sisters and my family because of that. And we try to make that that same type of feel here in society.
Yeah.
You know, I've done so much for my employees, man. I mean, sometimes, you know, starting off, they would get paid for my things. You know, it was stuff like that. You know, they needed emergency, I would help them.
Yeah.
You know, and they know that. I mean, I have almost 40 employees. You know, that's big. That's the stuff that motivates me.
Sure.
It's almost as motivating as when I was playing basketball, hitting a game winner, or making a steal, or going to the NCAAs, or being selected as one of the top 75 players in the United States, in the country, actually. Though it's the same thrill because, for one, people don't expect it coming from an athlete. And two, you're impacting so many people's lives in a different way.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is about people.
Yeah.
Whether they work for you or they come in to dine.
Yeah.
Or come in to have a good time. People have gotten engaged here. People, I mean, it's crazy. It's like a networking thing, man. I mean, that's what makes me most proud of them.
Yeah.
That's what makes me most proud of. You know, I do stuff. I've done stuff with Valerie Irvin, Mark Ingram. They wanted me to come out and speak to the kids when they had the little 3-on-3 tournament. But, you know, I got an award for Entrepreneurial Impact, so, you know, Silver Spring. And I just wanted to see this area grow because, you know, it's special to me.
Yeah.
You know, I never really moved out of the area, you know, except when I was playing basketball.
Sure.
You know.
If there was something from the community that you like, that would fill a need that you have, what would that look like? If it was even an individual or something that came out of the community that helped you move along with what you're trying to accomplish or achieve your goals, what would that be?
I guess I don't know if hand they can help me just to the networking skills or just being able to
Can I get you guys anything? Some water? Or...
I'm great, thank you.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Appreciate it. I guess you've been able to do what you're doing is special in this way.
Okay.
You're helping these local businesses. I mean, I have an advisor. And I went to the Cuban place here, Burtonsville.
Okay.
Cuba de la Sol or something like that. They were a small place, small space, 65 people. And it's sort of like Groupon. And they would have people just banging down the doors. And I just started to go there about 3 days ago. Come to find out the owner graduated from Blair like I did in 89. I went to school with his sister. They expanded the place to 125-150 people. Beautiful. They changed the decor, and they just paid their dues, and it made me feel so proud because it was something that they had to work for. And then it was the unknown that, you know, because there's always that unknown. How well am I going to do? You know, are people going to like what I'm doing? You know, my employees going to be the ones that I need to make it work. You know, all those things that you don't know, and to see, I went there yesterday, and it was just, they were pouring in. They were turning the seats like crazy. And they are family.
Yeah.
His sister's at the hostess thing. My sister here is my general manager. You know, it just makes you feel so proud. You know, they're from Cuba. You know, they came in here and they made an impact. And people are excited. Very diverse crowd. They're just kids, families are coming in to eat. And, you know, knowing that they came from a struggling background, you know, it just makes you feel so happy, like I was a part of it.
Sure.
You know, and it's just, but what you're doing is the same thing of letting people know about the Zeds, about society. You know, your Copper Canyon, you know, those places are known, they change.
Yeah.
But we're these local, small family business, privately owned, trying to make a name for ourselves.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to offer too as well. You know, and what you're doing is, you know, it's incredible, man. And I think it's going to help the development of Silver Spring because now people have options. So, I mean, that's what comes to my head. I'm pretty sure when you leave out, some more will come. But, you know, what you're doing, I think, is special.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem.
That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.